Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson.
We're being a black sheep. It's a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
And tonight, that might be truer than what even Bob, my co-host, wants to believe. But listen, everybody, it's another great Thursday night. I don't know. Hey, Bob, what's the date today? Do you have any idea?
Let me look. I think it's
we're doing good. Is it the 5th? Okay. Well, then it's November 5th. Hey, that's interesting because the 5th, and it's our 55th show, and we titled it Back to the Show We Go. And, Bob, do you want to share why we came up with that title? Do you even know?
Well, no. I mean, when I think back to the show, I kind of like to think back to the future for some odd reason. But we've been talking about our morning shows here for a while, and so it's kind of back to – you know, what we started.
Our agenda. Yeah, and you know what? That's exactly what it was about. We have, over the last 4 weeks, we've introduced each of our morning shows. This week, we launched Charlie Melchner's The America I See, which was just an incredible, inspiring message first thing in the morning. It's obvious he's got a lot of great information to share with our listeners. And then we've got Tom and Andy Diadone. Actually, I've moved them to their opening. And you love this, okay, because they're going to open their show up next Friday, which happens to be Friday the 13th. It should be an interesting show. You know, I think that knowing them, that's a good omen. That's a good thing. So we're going to be excited to see that. And then, you know, we're going to get back to Bob and I doing what we do, and that's, you know, street talk and help everybody out as they go out there and try to build their business with some traditional business skills in the network marketing profession.
I love it. Quick question, Dave, before we get started,
sure.
Though. Is Zeke helping with the new website? Because it's looking pretty doggone good.
No, actually, you know, I did that. When I get focused, I'm really good.
Oh, okay.
It just takes a
while
to get focused. And I'm down here, as you know, I'm down in Charlotte with my grandkids and my daughters and son-in-law. And I have a chance to be focused. I mean, they keep a pretty tight rein on me because they still want me to – my own form of recovery, and it's always worried about my health. So instead, I'll grab the computer and I'll go sit on the back deck, and I'll have Zeus, their dog, will sit by my feet. It's perfect and it's inspirational. And then I started working on that website because we've got so many things that we're introducing. I just knew we had to update and change it. And I will tell you this, Bob, you know, since we've done that, we've made it real easy for people to listen to the show live and all the morning shows live, but also to go to the replays. And right now I have posted up there the last 4 shows, and we're going to have a page where we have every single show the same way. And you know what it's done to our archive listening, Bob? It's pretty dramatic.
Is it? Awesome. Now that you're down in Carolina with the nice weather.
Yes. It's not nice. It's raining. Go ahead.
How you feeling?
I've been feeling horrible. So, you know, outside of that, it's good. You know, but how about
that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I know. You know, I hate to. I mean, I let's just talk about your recovery, because your recoveries are always they're inspirational for me, because I figure if you can live and go through what you do, I have a chance. So, what's your latest recovery?
That's that green side up philosophy. But a couple of them, of course. I mean, I forgot to tell you this. I was in a golf tournament, you know, up at Afton. You know, the boys at Afton, Davey and Guy Dawson, PGA pros that own it. They're, you know, these guys. They're wonderful guys. Anyway,
sure, they're great people.
We had a huge tournament, and the golf course was packed. And my foursome was the lead foursome. Well, the idea is that the reason they put us out first because we play fast. The course was packed, and you're supposed to keep up with the foursome in front of
yep.
them. You know, and so.
Yep.
Anyway, we tee off, boom, we have a nice tee shot. I get maybe not even a quarter of the way down the fairway, and I have, whoever heard of a blowout on a golf cart. Now, you know my golf cart. It's pretty decked out, right?
Yeah.
I have a blowout. I mean, literally, all of a sudden, I'm driving. I said, what the heck? This feels like a flat tire. So I look back.
Doesn't happen often.
It's completely shredded, right? So I'm thinking, what the heck? I'm going to stop up the whole golf course. So I get on the phone. I call the golf course. I call Davey up, and I said, hey, Davey, can you run me down another cart? I just got a blowout, and, you know, I'm going to stop everything up here. And he says, oh, Granger, I got you covered. I said, well, can I drive the cart the way it is? He says, don't worry about it. Drive it slow down to the green. We'll take care of you. So anyway, we get down to the green. We're on the putting green. Here comes Rich, you know, the head's greenskeeper, right, in a cart with a guy with him. All right, so they come down, and I'm thinking, and it's like it's their maintenance cart. I'm thinking, what in the world? Well, they were the pit crew. They pull pull out this huge jack, Dave, and they jack up my cart, and they have, you know, like a wrench there. They zoop zoop zoop. It was battery powered, and they slammed on a tire, and a rim, put the cart back down before we were even done putting. How many golf courses do you know that have a pit crew in case you have a flat tire in the middle of a tournament? I mean, it was the funniest thing. I mean, this should be on Facebook. I have pictures. I'll send you a picture of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Do so, and I'll post it up on Black Sheep Radio because you know what? You are right. I mean, you know me. I've been in the golf industry forever, I've heard of that a couple times, but typically what happens – is it's never a flat tire. It's always the engine craps out, the battery goes dead all the time. That's the big thing.
Right.
And, or they've got people that destroy the carts. You know,
usually that's
what's happened more than anything. You know, so consider yourself lucky. And you were the leader.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, they wanted you to be lead. You were supposed to be the pole setter, you know?
Yeah, well, these guys are so much fun. But anyway, and hold on a second. I have a recovery story that I don't know how it's going to work yet. All right. I'm out working today. Had a good day, but because it was a good day and I was out auditing some very, very large properties, I walked a few miles, you know, and so my knees are like completely toasted now. Now, here's the good news about that. I have to drive 7.5 hours tomorrow. And so I am so excited about my 7-hour drive with toasted knees. All I figures I need is just like enough gut leakers, you know, and then I'll just grin and bear it and love the day. Isn't that the way it should be?
Well, I'm going to assume you're going to use cruise control this time.
Yeah, I always use cruise control. It's just a little bit faster than.
But do you really? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I never do. I really never do. Even on long trips. I don't know why. I always, you know, I'm comfortable driving. And I guess it was years back. I was afraid I was going to fall asleep with the cruise control on, you know. So I just, but you, I guess it's a whole different story. You don't sleep anyhow.
Yep.
I've never.
How many times, though, have you got picked up for speeding because you've been on the phone shooting the bull or smoking a cigar like you're so famous for, and then all of a sudden you look down in the Porsche and you're going 95?
Well, I have had that, and I get pulled over, but normally they're nice to me, Bob. You know, normally it's not an issue. Normally we end up starting talking about cars. Listen, my mom has always said that I don't have a lot of knowledge, but I can talk my way out of anything. And I said, you know, that's a strength and a weakness because the fact is that I know I can do that a lot of times. So it means that I'm not always fully prepared. But, you know, I haven't had a ticket in probably about, I don't know, 12, 13 years. I've been pulled over probably a dozen times, especially in the Porsche. You know, but usually it ends up they're saying, I said, well, really, you know, I didn't realize I was going that fast because, you know, yellow just seems to, you know, it goes faster than blue, let's say. And usually they're still looking at me. They'll go, this is not going to be a normal conversation. I said, no, and I'm not even going to record. I'm not going to put it on video. I'm not going to put it up on YouTube. I'm just going to try to enjoy my moment here, you know. And most of the time, say things like, look, it's obvious you probably know how to drive, but this is against the law. And I said, I understand. I apologize. I really do apologize for that. And he goes, well, you know what, just back it down. I'm going to give you a warning. I said, oh, that was unbelievable. You just made my day. You know, and of course, now I could say, I'm even going to mention you on the radio show. What a great person you are. You know, so you may want to learn that, Bob. Those will help you out. You know, put them on the phone.
Actually, I've been doing pretty good with that recently.
I know, yeah.
Of late, I've been okay with it.
Well, now, are you taking the Corvette out to Maine? You're probably not, are you?
No, no. In fact, that's all buttoned up for the winter. I'm not smart enough to be like you, be down south where I can continue to drive it.
Well, except my car is up in Hershey, PA. So, you know, I've been looking at cars. You know that down there, because I'm looking to buy another one. I got a one-way ticket when I flew down here, the idea that I'm going to find another car and buy it. But, you know, I just haven't found the right – I'm looking at a Porsche Cayenne, you know, so I'm looking at something that
yeah. –
that I can use like a workhorse, and I use at camp and tow stuff with and all that fun stuff. But we'll see what happens, you know. But let's get back to the show. See what we're doing again? You know, we sort of go down that wandering road just like we always talk about with people. But here's what I can tell you. What is really – go ahead, Bob. I know you're dying.
I was just going to say, because there's people listening now, and they say, good heavens, would you please get to some kind of pertinent point for us here?
Well, then they don't understand the show, because we always said exactly what the show was about. And then I think we always have our disclaimer, you know, you don't have to listen. We love our listeners. And I had I recorded a close at the end, but I can tell you right now, and I sent you that one graph. We had such a surge in archive listening since I put the new site. It was dramatic. It was, like close to an extra 300 plus a day were listening. So, you know, the numbers are in the mid 5,000s right now. And with the morning shows, you know, Charlie had a good morning show. I think he started off, you know, with about 380 listeners, you know, and that's were listeners at that morning. So, I mean, that's pretty good. So it gives all of us a good mark to work from. But, you see, here we are going again. We're talking about those shows. Let's talk about Two Black Sheep. Okay, let's talk about what we're going to do, and we can talk about how this is a great example, Bob, and we talked about this earlier. You know that my leading style has always been to duplicate, to teach people to become the leader. You know, to get people to do what I can't do. And in this case with my health, it's a good thing I did it that way. But we're also doing that with the show. And if you think back, you remember who one of our first co-hosts was? We had Charlie Maelstrom, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We had him. In fact, it was a great show. It was on Keeping Your Business Afloat with Skipper Charlie, because he owns the Mayapack Marina.
That.
You know, and it was sort of fun. I played a clip that I put together with him. But, you know, when we brought him on the show, he did such a great job. And this was back in the very beginning. I started taking notes and saying, okay, you know, this is somebody that could be a fill-in host for us. And he ended up doing that. He ended up doing that role sort of based on that. And then from that, he's got his own morning show now. And listen, if you think about what we do in network marketing, I'm doing the same exact thing for the radio show. You know, we're finding and we're duplicating ourselves. So, like, if I'm not feeling good or you're not, we have co-hosts. We have Tom and Andy. We have Charlie Melster. Or we have enough people to fill in. So we keep Two Black Sheep Radio always going live. And then for the morning shows now, we've duplicated. And they have their own shows with their own responsibility. And it's no different than what I'm going to do with bringing someone into my team in my network marketing business. Same with you, right, Bob?
Absolutely. In fact, the morning shows are going to be a lot of fun. First of all, they're short, 15, 20-minute bursts, you know. And they're designed to get the people, the hit today running, you know, just to have some fun out there and go at it with that right mental attitude. And it's interesting, too, is, I mean, all of us have the same goal. We've always had the same goal. Black Sheep Radio has always had the same goal of, we just want to make a difference, even if it's one person at a time, and we just positively affect one person. But see, that's how the morning shows are. And the thing that's cool about the morning shows, we're all on the same, you know, like, quest, but we're all completely different in our delivery. And so we hope it's going to be a lot of fun for our listeners. And, you know, obviously all of our goal is to make that difference, you know, and so we can dramatically affect one person at a time, you know. I'm looking forward to it.
Without a doubt. And by the way, you know, next week we start all the morning shows. Okay, this week the test was, because I told Charlie if he pulled together his show quick enough and he did things, I'd let him go out of the gate first. For some reason, he thinks he needed a little head start. You know, it's like if he comes out first, he's going to capture it all. And I told him, I said, nah, that's not really how it works. I said, it's going to be up to you to promote your morning. I said, I'm going to be promoting to Black Sheep Radio and the Black Sheep Radio Network, which includes all the shows. But it's really up to each individual show to go out there and promote themselves, you know, whether it be through Facebook, word of mouth. You know, like I told Charlie, too, think about it. I mean, in your local town, especially his message was so dynamic this week.
Oh, gosh.
It was just an inspiring message. It was a great one, wasn't it?
He's such a patriot, and he's got so much passion. I mean, you can feel it so much listening to him. I mean, I loved it. And I would recommend to anyone to listen to that first radio, you know, like our first morning show by Charlie Melchner, because it was a good one, and we always try to improve and do some different things, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, did you like how I started his show?
Oh, beautiful, or spacious.
You know, I pulled out the Elvis archive.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even tell Charlie that, and he texted me as that came on, and he said, he goes, wow, he said, that just set the tone for my show, because, I mean, his show is The America I See. And yeah. I said, Charlie, that's what we do, because all of us together as a team, we commit to help each other. We're doing that in the radio show just like we do in our network marketing business. I mean, I want people to understand the similarities, Bob. You know, because I think any business, whether it be traditional or network-based, I think they all have the same, you know, gene pool to it, the same similarities. And hopefully we're going to prove that out in this show as well as we expand. I mean, think about this. There's two Black Sheep Radio that's brought in. There's four morning shows now. So it's almost like they've sponsored four morning shows, right? And now we're helping each morning show learn the business, and then eventually, who knows, they may branch off and bring in some guests, and they'll propose another morning show to us, and next thing you know, we might add more shows. See, isn't that funny how that works?
It's funny. I tell you, you know, the Black Sheep Radio concept is kind of it's a conversational piece. The other day, I was with a good friend of mine, Jim McCoy. He owns that real good restaurant. We were at that one time, Dave, number 5, remember, with Tom and Annie and several
others.
Yeah,
great restaurant. Great in Binghamton, right?
Yeah, in Binghamton, and he owns Lampy's. And so we had lunch. We had a great time talking. So we were coming back out, and he said, so what kind of car are you driving now? You're always driving something, you know. And he has a Mercedes, of course, you know. And so I said, yeah, it's right over there, you know. So I had the vet that day, you know, just a couple of days ago. It was beautiful out. And he says, what's the license plate? Because I have the 2BS radio license plate, you know. And I says, oh, that's my buddy and I we co-host a radio talk show. And he says, what? You know, he says, how in the world? So I gave him the background. And we were laughing about it. He says, that's unbelievable. And so I don't know if he's listening tonight, because he said he was going to be. I gave him a card. But if he isn't, I'm going to recommend he listens to the rebroadcast. Because
sure.
I just touted number 5 in Lampy's as the best restaurant in a couple hundred mile radius, which it is, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I mentioned it's in Binghamton because you and I went. In fact, who was with us?
Was it Pat Flanders? It could have been. There was about 8 or 10 of us. I know it cost me a fortune.
Oh, well, I you still owe me another dinner up there anyhow, I think, with the judge. So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we have to, because
no,
Judge and Daryl are killing me on that.
Yeah, let's get back on track. Go ahead. What were we saying now about number 5? So you shared the fact of the Black Sheep Radio with him.
Yeah, and he really liked it, and he asked about it. And I said, well, we compare traditional business to network marketing business. We talk about life experiences and motivational, you know, because we want to make a difference. We started the show wanting to make a difference. And he said, man, that's a great concept. It was great talking with him about it. You know, just it's a great conversation piece, that's for sure.
Well, we saw that when we flew back from Dallas together, remember? Just, I mean, I don't know how many times we mentioned the radio show, because people would say, you two are a card together. I said, oh, you ought to see us on the air. And they go, what? And I said, you know, it's funny. That's how I always teach people how it is you create a conversation. And sometimes it's just know what to lead with something that creates curiosity. And then they'll ask you a question back, and then you feed it back and forth. And we did that, a half a dozen times while we were down in Dallas and back. And we had a blast with that.
It was fun.
You know, well, we're going to do a lot of incredible things. Like I said, if someone goes to the new site, again, the new site, I'm going to pat myself on the back here for a second. I put a lot of thought into the process of it. It's bright, okay? Again, you know, my car is speed yellow. So, hey, I don't know what to tell everybody. That's just the way I am. But it stands out, and we want to stand out. We want to be fun, okay? And we are fun from our website to who we are. And we're also starting something called the Club Black Sheep. In fact, if you go to the website, go to 2blacksheepradio.com, you can see it. You can join. In fact, I think I even say on it, I don't know what this is about yet, but it will be something that will be fun or something like that. You know, but I don't know, Bob. I mean, what type of things do you think you'd want to share in a Club Black Sheep?
Well, you know, you and I are all about fun, Dave. You know, building businesses, whether it's traditional or network marketing, but we're all about fun. So I think I'd love to see Club Black Sheep, you know, put together, you know, like a cruise.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know, just a 3-day cruise, which, you know, and we could have so much fun and maybe get a few celebrities on that cruise to enjoy it with a 3-day cruise, you know, and we could have successful traditional people there and successful network-based people there. And so you can network back and forth and just have fun. I would love to see that with our new club, you know, and the fact that also, you know, there's a lot of different avenues of educating yourself. And I think the more that we put that into that Club Black Sheep, into the 2 Black Sheep Radio, so people can get educated, you know, about a multitude of different things and not have to go broke doing it. You know,
I've seen that happen
so often, you know.
You're right, and that's a good point. How would you like to have a workshop that we can put together with all of the hosts from all the shows, and we do a workshop on teach people how to build their network marketing business, and for those that are part of, you know, Club Black Sheep, which, you know, doesn't cost anything to join, it's just give us your name and your email. Maybe we just do it for them for free. I don't have a problem with that. We always said we're in this to build businesses, and we could get sponsors that could end up helping us cover the cost of the rooms and whatnot. And see, that's what my goal would be with this. Is again, you know, one thing that you and I both believe wholeheartedly on is if someone's starting off new in a network marketing company, I think it's almost cruel when you demand of them that they're traveling all over, that they're spending money, that they're traveling 3-4 hours away from home, so they have to get a hotel. You know, most of the people that you end up drawing into network marketing, you know, no other way to say this, are broke, or they're looking for some financial relief. And I would love for us to teach people, again, how to maximize their investment. And I'd love to be able to provide them information like we do, you know, weekly and now almost every morning for free. And, you know, we'll get other people to pay for our costs. We'll get sponsors that want to be part of what we do. And we'll let them cover the cost. I think that's a beautiful thing to do. What do you think, Bob? Can we commit to that? You and I know we're on the same plane with that.
Absolutely. One of the things that it's almost a curse in network marketing, the industry, and hopefully we'll see it metamorphose into something a little bit different. But that curse is people look at this and they're told that this is a part-time business designed to supplement. But as soon as they sign up, they get inundated with so much stuff. They think, wait, is this what I signed up for? And so if we can develop a workshop-style mentality to let people know, look, at you need to keep this simple, because the simpler you can keep it, the easier it is to duplicate, and then move forward in that direction. I think it'll help an awful lot of people with the success ratio in network marketing. People should be successful. They should be as successful in network marketing as they are as if they were going to buy a franchise, because people have a high percentage of success buying a franchise. You know, they should be equally as successful in network marketing with a minuscule investment, but they aren't. And the reason is we make it too difficult, I believe.
Well, you know, you brought up a couple of good points, and we talked about the ratio of hours to what you make and how that shifts along the way. I mean, you know, I'll give you an example with myself. Health aside, you know, when I first started out, I was doing an ungodly amount of hours in my network marketing company, just around the clock, traveling all the time. And then that started tapering back a little bit, got to a manageable level. You know, it got to the point where I could say I was part-time. I was doing 30 hours a week. You know, instead of 70 hours a week when I started. But then what's happened, you know, since I went through my heart failure, it's probably dropped down to 3 or 4 hours a week, you know. So, but my income has been stable that whole time. So my per hour amount I'm making in my network marketing business went up dramatically with the amount of hours I put into it, you know. And,
so
and you know,
you're making
right
more money per hour. Dave, you're probably making more money per hour than the highest paid attorney in the world.
Well, I probably, and most attorneys. Well, but we're not going to go down that road. Okay, I'm trying to be nice, but you know, but that's the point. The point is that, you know, it's not always the quantity of time all the time. And I know people out there will say, well, you know what, if you're not working it around the clock, you know, you don't really care. Well, that's not true. You know, everybody has a life. Listen. There's one thing that I love so much about network marketing is that it gives us the freedom to spend time back with your family and friends. And if something comes up, if you've built a stable residual, you have a little bit of a safety net. You know, I think adding the pressure on top of it, I mean, it's funny. I got a couple of friends that retired from their normal jobs recently. And all of a sudden, everybody's saying, oh, now they're full-time in their network marketing business. And I asked him, I said, are you really full-time? He goes, no. And I said, well, then do me a favor, don't say that. You know, he goes, well, I didn't really say that. Someone else did. I said, then correct that. And I said, that's something I've always done. When someone said something about me that wasn't correct, and if they said it in a public environment, I responded in a public environment. You know, that's why I guess my show's called Direct, right? But you know what, I think that, you know, I always look back to the way I learned the best and my teachers that taught me the best, and I mean teachers and mentors and people in business, they're the ones that would never, ever sugarcoat anything, and they would just say it to me. And I could trust that. And once I set that baseline of trusting what they said, then I would open myself up to learn everything. Network marketing gives you a great baseline to learn. Do not destroy your family. Do not destroy your friends. Do not destroy everything because somebody else tells you you've got to put in 80 hours a week or you don't care. That's not true. How's that, Bob?
No, that's so true. You know, and I think that we need to be more direct in this industry. I was talking to a couple of young gentlemen today, sharp guys, just sharp guys. But I was very direct with them. In fact, I don't know, I might even have been too direct. But the idea is that
no such
people
thing,
like
by
yourself,
the way.
Well, I think you're correct, but there's people like you and I that are living this. You know, we're living it. And I desperately want to be able to have enough passion to let people know, look, this can work for you. It can work for you if you're willing to work it. And be consistent, you know, do what the proper protocol is, so to speak. But I tell you, I had a good time talking to these young men, sharp guys, just sharp, you know. And if they decide to move forward, and if they'll listen, and if they'll take that direct approach, my gosh, can you imagine, Dave, being in the position of being in your early 20s?
No, stop that. I'm not going to listen. I got my hands over my ears. Stop. I know. I would love, you're right, I'd love to be in my 20s. But the problem is even when I was in my 20s, I still didn't have that same focus I do today. Now when it comes to network marketing. You know, Bob, before we get really off track, because what I want to do is I want to do your Lone Ranger segment. Then when we come back, I want to spend some time talking about what do you do, just like we did the show, back to the show. I want to talk about what do you do when you sort of walk away or you put your business on hiatus and you come back.
Okay.
It's still there, but you come back.
Yeah.
To it. So let's go ahead and do your Lone Ranger segment, because I know that a lot of this will bleed into whatever it is you're going to say. So listen to the shortened intro and get ready, my friend.
Okay, man.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Ranger.
Well, Dave, you know, it's been quite a while since we did a Lone Ranger segment because of our morning shows, you know, introducing them, you know, yours and Charlie's and Tom and Annie's and mine. But I started thinking about the ABCs on that climb up the success ladder. And I was thinking about how they could parallel, you know, our morning shows. And so I started thinking some of the letters, you know, and so here's a few of them I came up with, you know, because you know how important this alphabet is in your climb up that success level. So the first one I was thinking about was E, and that's enjoy life today. Yesterday's gone, right? Tomorrow may not come. And anyway, when tomorrow comes, like we've said, it's today. You know, life's too short to get caught up in nonsensical stuff. And so enjoy your life day. It's so important. Then I started thinking about R. Read, study, and learn everything important in your life. You know, I mean, if you think about it, if you lost everything in your life, your money, your house, your car, your clothes, you would still have your dignity, which obviously that's, you know, your pride, your self-respect, your character, your manner, you know, degree of honor. You'd have your dignity, but you would also have your knowledge. And so it's so important to read and study and learn. You know, how about this one for the next thought about our morning shows? F, family and friends. They're hidden treasures. Never forget that. You know, if you're blessed to have a great family like you do and like I do and so many of our friends. But how about great friends? Friends, you only have a handful ordinarily. Friends that you can trust. It's so important. So there's such hidden treasures. You know, never forget your family and friends. And here's the last one. Control of your own destiny. And the reason that that's so important, you know, we started Two Black Sheep Radio to make a difference, you know, and our shows, we hope that we can get to one individual. Well, what we're doing with our morning shows, the 15 or 20 minute segment, is designed to get people's blood pumping and often started right, just the right way to start the day, because we want to make that difference. That's so important for us. And so take control of your own destiny, because each and every person can do that if they wish to. So anyway, Dave, that's what I came up with today with the Lone Ranger. I mean, we have that segment coming back out here pretty soon with 2BSR, and I have a few ideas I want to run by you.
Well, you know, you still inspire me, Mr. Granger. You know, I'm blessed to have you as a close friend, and you're right. You get a handful of close friends, you're the richest person on the planet. I don't think there's any doubt. You know, well, listen, let's go back to the show. Let's talk about what happens when you've backed off. I can take myself for example, okay? My health just knocked me out. It just made it so I was very limited as to what I could do with the business. The business still grew, but it didn't grow at the same speed because, you know, I wasn't able to sit there and guide. You know, you create leaders, but, you know, you still enjoy it, and everybody enjoys hanging with you. But there is one cliche that's said out there all the time, and that's, you know, it's easier to give birth than resurrect the dead. Well, Boy, I tell you, Bob, I mean, you don't have to even say anything because I don't want you to get you in trouble, but I hate that, okay? I hate that with a passion because that to me means, that to me for most people is an excuse to bail on somebody and to blame somebody other than maybe themselves. I'm not saying all the time, but maybe it was they're just as guilty of killing the person than the person suddenly dying on their own, right? I mean, that's how I go through. So when I came back and I started to resurrect the dead, so to speak, I never thought of them that way. I always thought of people as wounded. You know, I said, okay, they're wounded. Like me, they need some help. They need some guides. They need a doctor, a nurse. They need someone who cares about their recovery. And for you, Bob, recovery is important. But, you know, you start guiding those people. You start looking for signs that they're no longer flatlined. You know, you brought them back, you know, like Frankenstein. You brought them back from the dead, you know, but they were never dead. You know, I don't give up on people. And I think that's the thing that I probably fight more than anything in network marketing is some of the cliches. I always say those are excuses for you not doing what you should be doing right. If I did that in my traditional company, I mean, think about that, Bob. If you did that in your traditional business, if you just consider people that gave you a hard time or weren't guided the proper way and they slowed down, you consider them dead, how would that affect your lighting business, Bob?
Oh, well, I mean, as an example,
it wouldn't light up.
No. Oh, perfect. You know, I was in a call the other day with a gentleman, a brilliant guy, a big, big property owner and developer. And we were talking lighting and things like this. And I asked many times when I'm with these very, very successful people, I'm with them every day, I always ask them questions because I want to learn myself. And so I asked him a question. He said, well, Bob, that's basically because of inertia. You know, he says, you know, inertia is body at rest, stays at rest. You know, tendency to remain in the same state, you know, and you're not ready for any changes. Well, you know, in the network marketing business, sometimes people can get distracted or they can be thrown off course, and all of a sudden they'll go dormant. You know, that inertia has set. That doesn't mean
that's a good point.
Dead.
Right.
You know, all that means is that they haven't had the proper stimulus or the proper timing in order to be able to reactivate and get focused. And it's our jobs as leaders to be able to recognize that and to be able to talk to that person. That person might not have done anything for 2 or 3 years, but that doesn't mean they don't have a dream. And so if we can pull that out and say, let's look at this again, and let's simplify it. You know what? I believe that we can get so many people reactivated and excited about an opportunity in network marketing.
Well, don't you think that's our responsibility? I mean, you know, again, when I go out there and I sponsor the person, you know, I wasn't just selling them a line. I wasn't just telling them that whatever I needed to get them to join. You know, what I said to them, I meant. And, you know, listen, and not every person I sponsored succeeded, you know, but I know I worked with them. I know I gave them whatever I could up to the point that it would start becoming codependency, where I would be getting hurt in the process. You know, but I agree with you. I mean, I've looked at some people. We have a market down in New Jersey that just got really hurt, really horribly a couple of years ago. And it's slowly healing itself back there. We've had all sorts of blood transfusions. You know, we've had heart transplants, you know, all sorts of stuff. We got new legs being put. I got a friend of mine that I won't say what they're working with on him, but it's another part of his body. And the reality of it is that, you know, you can work with everybody. Like you said, their why, it's still there. So, you know, do you not have any empathy for those people? Because maybe, just maybe, you as the leader, maybe you need to set the tone. Maybe, you know, you almost need to say, listen, I apologize. I'm apologizing for the company. I'm apologizing for the leaders. You know, whatever it takes. But I want you to know this, is that from this second forward, we're going to do what we can do to help you, provided you're willing to put a little effort in as well. I mean, there's no free rides in life. Life is not easy. But I also think that we as leaders shouldn't make it difficult. Either, Bob.
Well, you're correct, Dave. If you think about it, the two key words are what if. I mean, what if? What if it works? What if it works for you? I mean, if you look at the magazine Success from Home, what Success from Home does is they feature a network marketing business, you know, one a month, every month for a year, and then they start over. You know, they feature the companies that are doing well and they have a higher success ratio. Well, if you
and my co-host had an incredible spread with the back of his, he had his car, his black Corvette there, he has patriotic tie. He made me really proud when I opened it up and I go, wow, it's on both pages. It's my co-host, my buddy, my friend, Mr. Bob Granger. He's a celebrity. That's what I thought.
That,
now, go ahead.
That wasn't the point. The point
yeah,
was...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the point was is that you're dealing with, every year, a dozen different great network marketing companies. And if you
Correct.
Get into that magazine and you read the articles, and there's some people that make hundreds, there's some people that make thousands of dollars, but they're people like all of us in every walk of life. And so that what if is so huge, and we need to be able to go to those people that have gone flat, that have mainlined a little bit, and saying, look, at one time you had a vision. Are you interested in that vision? If so, maybe we can put something together, because what if it works for you?
Well, you're right, Bob. Maybe it's like back to their future we have to go.
Yeah.
Right? I like that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That
I love that.
Right? But back to that. Their future, where you go back, and I challenge everybody. I said, listen, you've got people in your team right now that other people will write off, that other people say, no, I don't think there's a heartbeat, so I'm going to call them right now. And they're going to say they're dead. I want you, everybody, to pretend like they're a skilled surgeon, doctor, a nurse who cares about people. And I want you to look through your list of people that you have that maybe haven't done much over a period of time, and just reach out to them. And just reach out to them and only say this. You know, where you go, listen, I understand. I'm just here for you. I know that we can help you. As long as you're willing to help yourself a little bit, I am more than willing to run with you. I'll run a couple steps faster than you, as long as I know you're right there. And I believe that you can have, again, we talk about this show, Bob, just helping one person each week, and we mean that. If we help one person, imagine everybody looked at their downline report and found five people that they know, because they know them, but they haven't done anything for a while. Reach out to them. Get together. Let's go together for dinner. Let's get together. Let's see if things have changed. Let's see if what's happened. And you help them move it forward. If everybody would do that, maybe we could get rid of that stupid thing about resurrecting the dead, giving birth thing. Because, again, if I hear one more leader say that, I'll be arrested because something will come up.
Well, you know, one thing that so many of us understand, and we're experiencing it, is the network marketing industry is real. It is very real. And this is probably one of the only tools that the average layman can grasp and change their lifestyle. And it's
I think
very
it's a last
doable.
Shot.
Yeah, it is. And that's, you know, I have such great passion about trying to let people know, look, this will work for you. I don't care. One thing John Haas used to say, Yale to jail. You know, there's a lot of Yale graduates that have beautiful homes with no furniture in it. You know,
well,
and then there's those people.
I never went to college, Bob. You know, I went to a trade school. I went to a photography trade school called Hallmark Institute of Photography. So, listen, I've always said it's the desire. It's the desire.
Yeah.
It's the skill set. It's the positive attitude. And I think it's up to us to help those people, help everybody. And maybe that's part of Club Black Sheep. You know, how would you like to have it, Bob, that we had a thing with Club Black Sheep that they could request a personal conference with you and I.
Yeah.
You know, and we talk about their
call.
Business.
Yeah.
It could be beautiful.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, I just came up with it, Bob, so I'm going to volunteer you.
I hope they're ready for the direct nature.
I hope so, too, because I think that it's good for them. And listen, I know that Charlie's working on something right now called the 250 plan, and essentially what it comes down to, without stealing his thunder, is that he's talking about making small bits of money, how important it can be for everybody. And I believe that we as a profession, you know, we need to talk about that. You know, we need to bring it back. We need to stop the exaggeration, which, again, I call lies. Other people call it, well, it's, you know, it's motivational. I said, no, it's a lie when you tell people you can make $10,000 after being in this thing for 2 or 3 months. You know, the chances of the average person, I mean, can people do it? Yeah, and you know what they do? They usually have pulled 100 people along from other network marketing companies with them to another deal. And then they'll go to another deal 6 months later and another deal. And they will always make money. But all those people that get pulled in that vortex behind them, they get hurt. And I think we have to stop that. And that's what I think that we should stand for. We stop for the wrong things or for the right
things. Like you say, Dave, the network marketing industry basically is built on bits and pieces.
That's
and
all
if
it
you
is.
Will do
yep.
that, yeah, and if you'll do that, and I picked that up from you, and if you'll do that, and you'll lay that foundation the first year, do nothing but lay your foundation. I mean, you can't have a great house built on sand, but if you build that great foundation, then you can start building on top of that and ultimately have the house that you're looking for.
I mean, it all comes down to what you earn per hour. And I think you can do the same thing with your network marketing business. And the idea is you may have to put a lot of hours in the upfront tick. I mean, I don't say that you do nothing. You may have to put a lot of accumulative hours. Now, if that could be accumulated at 5 hours a week. It doesn't have to be 50 hours a week. It could be 5 hours a week times 100 weeks to get to what your goal is. And I think our responsibility, Bob, is we help people hang in there long enough to know that, listen, the things that they're feeling, it's normal. You know, we're not going to sugarcoat it, right?
Yeah.
It's normal,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I know you were talking to me earlier this week about even cash flow in your traditional business.
Right.
And I know you got a positive attitude, but at the same time you're saying, man, it's a killer. And people don't understand that it's no different than network marketing.
Yeah.
Your cash flow is you don't have enough money coming in to meet all of your bills. So what do you have to do? Well, you do whatever you have to. It's legal, right?
Yeah. Well, there's sometimes you have to just grow a backbone, you know, and when you get pushed against the wall, sometimes you have to say, doggone it, I can do this. I can do it, you know, and you have a positive mental attitude, and you move forward. And it's so many times, that's like with our morning shows, starting with that positive mental attitude. And if people do that as a habit, it will change their life. I promise you it'll change their life.
Absolutely. And you know, you are right. And I'm going to divert a little bit here. Is that I know that Tom and Annie's show, The Morning Blend, it's going to be on Friday morning at 9 a.m. Now, every other show is 8 a.m., but they're 9 a.m. because they're unique. You know, but one thing I can tell you is you will love to listen to the dynamics between both of them because they're both strong personality types. So it's fun listening to that. And you also realize, boy, they've got a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom to share out there. But what I can tell our listeners, it goes a lot deeper than that. These are two of the most caring, giving people I've ever met in my entire life. And I think that you'll pick that up on their morning blend. Now, why is the morning blend? Well, they blended two families together, for one thing. But also, everything is a little bit of a blend. So I think you'll enjoy that show. So make sure you come back next Friday, go to the website. All the information we're going to have up there. Again, things are getting so crazy, I can't always promote it on the show. We have to push people to look at the tools that we have, just like with network marketing. Let the tools speak for the business. And we're going to do the same thing with the radio show.
Yeah,
so anything else,
fun.
Bob, you want to say? Because guess what, my friend? Number 55 show. We always say at the beginning, what are we going to talk about tonight? And then, bingo, next thing you know, we're closing up on airtime being shut down. So go ahead and you can do your little hello and goodbye thing right now, and I'll do the close, and we're all set for this week.
No, it was fun getting back to the show, Dave, you know, and kind of giving a baseline for what's coming up. And I can't thank enough for keeping us motivated.
It's a great week.
You know, to want to do this, you know, and I just hope we're making that difference. That's what we try for, you know, and I'm just happy and looking forward to moving forward with Two Black Sheep Radio and all of our morning shows. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, in fact, if they go to the website, it doesn't matter if they have an iPhone, which is my preference, you know, iPhone or an Android-type product. We have apps for both of those. If they go to our website on the very bottom, not only could you have an app there, but you can also submit a voice message for us. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to take some of those messages that come in, and we're going to start playing them probably the next 2 or 3 weeks. We'll start playing them on the show. So you want to go ahead and get there and get the app if you can. You know, that's one of our sponsors. Again, what we're going to do is our sponsors will help us support things like free workshops. And who knows, Bob, maybe we'll do a free cruise at some time. Wouldn't that be fun? I could
Ooh,
do that.
Baby, that would be awesome.
You like that, don't you?
But it would probably be for club members, I would trust.
It would only be for club members. That's the only way to do it. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead, and because we're going to get closed out of the air here right now, I'm going to do the shorts, about a minute and a half close. And everybody, we'll see you again next week.
And as we conclude another great episode of Two Black Sheep Radio, man, do we have a great time on Thursday nights or what? Bob and I really do appreciate all of you who spend some time with us because it keeps our mind young. And with that, we'll come up with some new ideas. We're going to be able to share more and more over the next year. Make sure you get your whole team. Come on, tune them in. Get into the morning shows. The morning shows are great. Charlie Melchner's The America I See was an inspiring message this week. If you haven't heard it, you can always go to twoblacksheepradio.com. Every single episode is available. Just click on it and listen. And as you can tell, we're making things streamlined. The new website is up and running. We make it easy for our listeners. Also, make sure, go ahead and join Club Black Sheep. What's it about? We're not really sure yet, but we do know it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see you all then. And one more thing I just want to share with you, because we do love our listeners, who inspire all of us to do our very best week after week. Last week, we hit a new record. Went up over 5,600 listeners. What a great impact our website has had. So make sure you check it out at Two Black Sheep Radio. And remember this, being a black sheep, it's not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see you all later. Bye-bye.